At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Monica Reinagle, the Nutrition Diva. So, did you make a New Year's resolution? Well, if you did, you're in good company. Coming hard on the heels of the party-hardy holidays, January 1st just seems to be a natural time to start fresh. But come on, is there really any point? I mean, psychologists say that a lot of resolutions are broken before the day is out. And the fact that we seem to make the same resolutions year after year suggests that few of them stick. But look, even if you broke last year's or every year's resolutions, this year can be different. I have some tips for how to turn your resolutions into realities. Today, I want to share with you a fantastic podcast from my team at Macmillan. It's called Knowing. On each season of Knowing, host Christy Westgaard will take you for an inside look at an iconic entertainer. The first season is all about Robin Williams. In this short 8-episode autobiography, you'll hear never-before-heard interviews from people who worked with Robin and knew him best. And you'll hear from comedians like Gilbert Gottfried and Chris Gethard about how Robin inspired them to push the boundaries of comedy. Listen to the full first season now. Just search for Knowing, Robin Williams on your favorite podcast app. The first step towards keeping this year's New Year's resolution is to pick your resolution carefully. So what makes a good resolution? Well, number one, you want to make them as specific as possible. For example, the other day, I sent out an email to some of my friends and coworkers asking if they had any New Year's resolutions. My friend Alan wrote back and he said he was resolving to run more. Now, if I were a betting woman, I wouldn't wager very much on this resolution becoming a reality. Vague resolutions like eat better or exercise more, they're hard to quantify and therefore they're easy to fudge and eventually forget. You have a much better chance of succeeding with a specific, measurable goal, such as taking your dog for a 1-mile walk before dinner every night. So when I pressed him, Alan came up with a more specific resolution. He pledged to run a minimum of 3 miles 2 times a week. The odds of Alan keeping his resolution just got a lot better. Number two, choose a goal that's realistic but meaningful. Grandiose plans to radically overhaul your diet on January 1st are usually doomed to failure. You're going to get a lot more mileage out of choosing a couple of small but meaningful changes that you can stick to until they've become ingrained habits. For example, my friend Jerry, who needs to lose a couple of pounds, has decided that she's going to start putting milk in her coffee rather than half and half. Now, this is a great resolution. It's specific and it's extremely doable. And I think the odds are pretty high that this time next year, Jerry will still be drinking milk in her coffee instead of half and half. And don't underestimate the power of small changes, especially when you stick with them. Over the course of the year, Jerry stands to save over 18,000 calories, or the equivalent of 5 pounds, by making this one small change. Number three, be positive. Now, by this, I don't mean be optimistic, although that never hurts. No, what I really mean is that it's easier to eliminate a bad habit if you replace it with a better one. So if your resolution is no more candy bars at work, then make packing a healthy snack to take to work every day part of the resolution. So what are some good diet resolutions? Well, here are a few ideas for small changes that can make a really big difference in your health. Resolve to eat at least 2 servings of vegetables before 3 p.m. each day. Or buy a pedometer and start tracking your steps. Try to work up to 10,000 steps a day. Or resolve to eat fish at least once every week. Or how about making the TV room a no-food zone? You could switch to a higher fiber cereal or pack your own lunch at least twice a week. Now, once you've settled on one or two good resolutions, here are four tips that can help you turn them into reality. Number one, keep a log, especially at the beginning. When you're trying to change habitual patterns, it can be very enlightening and helpful to keep a log of your daily activities. If you're trying to cut down on salt, for example, keep track of how much you take in for a few days. If you want to get into the habit of exercising regularly, why not log your daily mileage or how many calories you burn at the gym? Or if you're trying to stop out-of-control spending, it can be helpful to write down everything you spend for a couple of weeks. Now, if you have a smartphone, there are all kinds of mobile apps that can make this fun and easy. And if you don't, you'll find lots of handy tools on the web, but a pad and pencil work great too. Number two, stay focused on your actions, not your progress. According to researchers at Yale University, the trick to sticking to your resolutions is to stay focused on your commitment to a certain course of action, like eating healthier or spending less or exercising more, and don't pay too much attention to your results or your progress towards a specific goal. Number three, find a support network. Research also shows that support and encouragement from people with the same goals is a big help. Now, a lot of you have already tapped into the community on my Nutrition Diva Facebook page. It's a great place to interact with people who are interested in eating healthy.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers are other potential support networks. And number four, go on record. To give that resolution just a little extra staying power, share it with others. There's something about making your resolution public that makes it just that much harder to abandon. For example, you could post your resolution on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. And if you want to up the ante just a little bit more, there's a website called stick.com where you not only make your resolution public, you actually stake it with cold, hard cash. If you fail to stick to your resolution, your money goes to a worthy cause that you designate beforehand. Check the show notes for a link to stick.com. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you probably already know that I'm part of a network called Quick and Dirty Tips. It's a podcast network that offers quick, simple advice to help you with every aspect of your life. So while I offer nutrition advice, you can also find great advice on a lot of other topics. Check out the Money Girl podcast to learn how to manage your personal finances to protect your future. And check out Grammar Girl if you want fascinating, beginner-friendly writing and linguistics lessons all packed into 15-minute episodes. Or if you're looking to take your career to the next level, start listening to Get It Done Guy. And there's so much more. Check out everything Quick and Dirty Tips has to offer. Visit quickanddirtytips.com/podcasts to find your new favorite show. That's quickanddirtytips.com/podcasts. So as I was writing this show, I came across a list of the 10 most common resolutions. Just in case you're wondering, they are: number one, lose weight. Number two, stop smoking. Number three, stick to a budget. Number four, save more money. Resolution number five is to find a better job. Number six, get organized. Seven, exercise more. Number eight, be more patient at work or with others. Number nine, eat better. And finally, number 10, become a better person. As I contemplated this list, I realized that there are Quick and Dirty Tips shows to help with every single one of these goals, with friendly experts that can help you improve your health, your diet, your fitness, math and writing skills, career, finances, and relationships. Well, we're your one-stop New Year's resolution solution. In fact, if getting your financial house in order is one of your New Year's resolutions, we have two brand new books to help you do it. Look for Money Girls, Smart Moves to Grow Rich, and The Winning Investor's Quick and Dirty Tips for Making Money in Any Market, wherever you buy books. You'll find all the Quick and Dirty Tips shows on iTunes or at quickanddirtytips.com, where you'll also find a transcript for today's episode. And if you'd like to start the new year off on the right foot, why not join me and lots of other Nutrition Diva listeners as we embark on a 30-day nutrition upgrade starting January 2nd. This is a really fun and flexible group challenge that can change your eating habits for the better and for good. You can get more information at nutritionovereasy.com/upgrade. Our show is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg, and our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, Kate Hines, Emily Miller, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.